/work together. Check it out for yourself. It's ZipRecruiter.com/work together. Pleasure to be with you. Glad to welcome our newest affiliate in Memphis, Tennessee, my friend Todd Starnes' great radio station, KWAM. Glad to have you on board as well. And your phone calls and emails are always welcome on The Lars Larson Show.
The Lars Larson Show.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks rallying again today on this last day of trading this week due to the Good Friday holiday. The Dow having its best week since 1938. Today's gains coming after the Federal Reserve announced a $2.2 trillion effort to boost local governments and small and mid-sized businesses in its latest move to keep the U.S. economy afloat during the coronavirus pandemic. Well, Dow winners include Disney and McDonald's, decliners Intel and United Health. On Wall Street, breaking it down by the numbers, the Dow up 285, the NASDAQ up 62, the S&P added 39. Well, shares of Disney, one of the Dow gainers today, rising 3% after the entertainment giant's surprise announcement that its Disney Plus streaming service has already passed 50 million subscribers. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Tom Graham, invested in you.
At Dick Compagni's Capital Ford in Carson City, we understand these are uncertain times. We've been through a lot together, and we're here for you now. As you take time to catch up on life's tasks, there's no need to put off that next service appointment. If you live in the area and leaving home is not an option, we've got you covered. Capital Ford will come pick up your vehicle and bring it back to you after your service. And we'll take great care in cleaning and sanitizing your car before returning it. When it comes to purchasing your next vehicle, Capital Ford also offers the opportunity to buy a car completely online through our Express Purchase Program. We'll come value your trade-in, bring you a car to test drive, and even help you through the financing, all from the comfort of your own home. Additionally, Ford recently announced historically low interest rates and no payments for up to 6 months. So in between homeschooling the kids, cleaning the house, and trying to pass the time, visit CapitalFordOnline.com today. Dick Compagni's Capital Ford. Together, we will get through this.
Dick Compagni's Capital Ford.
Nevada proud,
Capital Ford proud.
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno Sparks, and KKFT FM 1 Stateline Tahoe. 99.1 FM Talk. Fox News starts now.
Hundreds more lives lost. I'm Lisa Lacera, Fox News. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says today has been the deadliest day yet, with nearly 800 people lost today from COVID-19. He says the number of cases are slowing, but we must remain vigilant.
The flattening of the curve last night happened because of what we did yesterday and the day before and the day before that. This is all a direct consequence to our actions. If we stop acting the way we're acting, you will see those numbers go up.
At this evening's coronavirus task force briefing, Dr. Anthony Fauci said we're moving in the right direction, but does not want to move towards ending social distancing until he's confident the number of cases are going down. There's been the first decrease in intensive care hospitalizations in California. Governor Gavin Newsom calling the news encouraging, but urged people to not read too much into it. There are more than 19,000 cases in California. Also at the briefing, President Trump said the administration will be releasing details over the weekend about its program to help U.S. airlines hit hard by the outbreak. The administration's request for billions more for a small business loan program has stalled in the Senate.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell attempted the fast track through a unanimous consent request, an additional $250 billion for the Paycheck Protection Program.
It gives small businesses emergency capital so that workers can keep getting paychecks instead of pink slips.
The $2.2 trillion economic rescue package provided nearly $350 billion for that program, money Democrats argue is not yet depleted. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the administration's request did not have unanimous support in the House. She is seeking additional funding for hospitals and state and local governments. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
America is listening to Fox News.
Nevada is sold on 99.1 FM Talk.
I'm Liz Trepitz, owner of Wasting Arrows Indoor Archery in Reno. We advertise with 99.1 FM Talk, We have had the best success with this radio advertising out of all the advertising we've ever done. I've never had so many people come in and tell me that they've heard our ad as we have with 99.1. It's been a fantastic success for us, and we're really happy with our partnership with 99.1. Come shoot some arrows with us and stay on target at 99.1 FM Talk.
Hundreds of businesses, big and small, are getting great results advertising on locally owned and operated 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-8000, 884-8000, and your business will be the next one sold on 99.1 FM Talk. 884-8000.
The number of cases of the virus in Michigan spiking, especially in Detroit.
Most of the cases cluster in the population center of Detroit with nearly 6,000 cases. Detroit outpaces 37 states. The city is now handing out masks on public transit. There are indications that people in Detroit are taking this seriously, staying home, and it's working. In the event that patients overwhelm the hospitals there, the Army Corps of Engineers is converting two convention centers, the TCF Center in Detroit and the Suburban Show place into field hospitals, complicating matters. Our Fox affiliate in Detroit reports that nurses at Sinai Grace Hospital in the Detroit area were sent home after some refused to work, complaining about understaffing, dangerous conditions, and not enough protective gear.
Fox's Mike Tobin. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan says he's proud of the action his state has taken in combating the virus.
I was the first governor in America to declare a state of emergency, one of the first or second to close all of the schools statewide. We've been really aggressive for the past 35 days, and we're hoping that's going to dampen some of these numbers.
But he says the number of cases in the state does continue to climb, and he had praise for the frontline workers who he says are putting their lives on the line for the rest of us. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has been moved out of intensive care, his office issuing a statement saying he's back in the ward where he'll continue to receive close monitoring during the early phase of his recovery. He had been in intensive care for 3 days after his symptoms of the virus worsened. Still, the British government says Britain should prepare for several more weeks of lockdown. Spain's parliament has endorsed a request from the government to extend its current state of emergency by 2 more weeks. The country has been on lockdown since March 14th. The Congress of Deputies voted in favor of extending it until April 26th, the second 2-week extension. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
I can sign furniture. It's the easy way to sell, smart way to buy.
Can I make more money consigning my furniture than trying to sell it myself?
Consigned Furniture takes the guesswork out for you. We do everything from the heavy lifting to bringing it to the store, touching it up, marketing it, and placing it in a retail setting.
I consign furniture. It's the easy way to sell, smart way to buy.
FM Talk Weather. With two locations to serve you, La Paloma is here in your time of need. Search LaPalomaFuneralServices.com or call 827-3700. Pretty good-looking weather to wrap up the week after lows in the mid to upper 30s tonight. 37 in Sparks tomorrow, 64 in Mendon, 71 in Dayton on Saturday. Tomorrow at 6, Armstrong and Getty, 99.1 FM Talk.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada. Live and local, right now. 99.1
KKFT. My fave, but are you contagious? The social distance rules say go 6 feet that way. You know I love you, but I just can't touch you. We can hug again, maybe someday, but go 6 feet that way.
First, I am ordering sporting and recreational venues that encourage social congregation, including golf courses, public basketball and tennis courts, and publicly accessible swimming pools to close for the duration of the state of emergency. This order does not prevent you from shooting hoops in your own backyard or swimming in your own pool. This is strictly about publicly accessible venues. Second, this directive requires showrooms at essential businesses that are used to display goods for sale, including but not limited to cars and household appliances, to close to the public. You can still buy these items if the business delivers to your home, but showrooms encourage customers to wander around and touch products, and that sort of shopping experience can lead to a higher likelihood of spreading the disease. It's just common sense. Third, those businesses that continue operations must provide adequate protections for their workers and adopt sanitation protocols that minimize the risk of spread. This is a common sense measure to ensure businesses that are operating do so safely. Fourth, open house showings of real estate properties for sale and showing of homes occupied by renters are now prohibited. I want to be very clear, you can still buy and sell a home. Real estate agents can still use technology to virtually stage a home. And you can still make an appointment to see a house in person if it's not occupied and strict social distancing guidelines are met. But realtors can no longer hold an open house for a period of time for multiple prospective buyers to visit. I appreciate the assistance of the Realtors Association of Nevada in helping to craft this solution.
Okay, well, how about I just tee one up across the street from the governor's mansion? I mean, golf? Seriously? Craig, you're a golfer. You must have your 2 cents on that.
I think
separate golf carts. You're very, you know, if you were playing with me, you would be nowhere near me if we were on the course.
Anybody,
I'm out of bounds.
Anybody
90%
playing with me
of the time.
Here's what happens when you start going down the road of essential, non-essential. This is okay. This is okay. Because the ones who are on the wrong side of the fence are going to be taking pictures of the ones who are on the right side of the fence and saying, see, they aren't playing by the rules either. And you just keep tightening it. And I think one of the great debates is...
And by the way, let me interrupt, keep your train of thought, but the photographer is breaking the law by taking pictures too right now. As a non-essential business. All right, back to your train of thought.
No.
And then we'll introduce everybody here on the task force here.
I think that the Evans Task Force, or do you have a...
Just the task force. I'll tell you why I'm using that phrase here in a few.
All right. I think one of the unresolved debates for the next three generations is going to be what would have happened if we hadn't done anything? How do you make that judgment? And how do you put a price tag on it? Because in the end, it's like an intersection that has people that die in accidents at that intersection. But until it gets to 3.6 people per year, we're not going to spend the money. It gets to 4. Okay, we'll spend the money. And I don't think we'll settle on what would have happened without it.
And you know, I hate to sound like a couple of people in talk radio. Laura Ingram, who used to be in talk radio, and I might as well, Sean Hannity as well, as in, I told you so. But I'll make the prediction right now that we will at best be at 25% of influenza deaths when this thing is pretty much all said and done. And it's never going to be completely said and done. There will be people dying from the COVID-19 or the China hoax virus in 10 years from now. It's a new sickness that we're going to have. But that's my prediction. Barely 25, 30,000 people. With that, why don't you give us the real news of today and Nevada, and then we'll get into what the governor has recently done, as well as we'll have a little bit of fun, too, because I wanted to talk about some things that maybe some people have rediscovered or taken up during this time in which we spend a lot of time with our significant other.
Yes, we do. You know, the number, we still are at 80 deaths in Nevada. We get these lumps of information. It's like it doesn't go from 78 to 79. It goes from 71 to 80.
And just to clarify, this is from when to when?
This is from the start of the record keeping at, let's say, March 1st till now. So 80 deaths. And 21,000 tests. In Washoe County, we had two more deaths today, so we're up to 10 in Washoe County. 38 people have recovered. 25 people are hospitalized of 315 active cases. The total cases in Washoe, 363. Quad County area of Carson, Douglas, Lyon, and Story, we have 27 cases, 14 in Carson, I think 9 in Douglas, and 4 in Lyon, 3 or 4 in Lyon.
And 0 in Story.
Yeah, none in Story so far. Humboldt County, something happened at Wright Patch Reservoir.
Yeah,
and
I've
I don't
been
know
there.
What it was, but they closed Wright Patch Reservoir, and Humboldt County has 16 cases, which is the most of any rural county.
Probably a bunch of folks out there eating live tadpoles like they did at the wet market in China and caught the virus from the tadpoles.
The Humboldt, that's the Humboldt River tadpole market, isn't it?
5:13 is the time, and again, welcome. We'll be here for the next hour with some new details, new restrictions. It's Jerry Evans, Craig Swope, Craig Moss, and Tom Hayes. We'll give you some businesses that we really want to, first and foremost, me as the, I guess, the employee of the business. I feel like an employee sometimes. I feel like I'm working for you guys. But anyway, I just really want to thank all the businesses that are on the air with us. They are essential, but they're also going through some tough times now, too. So you can give them your business if you would, because there are new restrictions to make it just a little more difficult to sell a car in Northern Nevada or to sell a home. Just no open houses. So you can still conduct business, but those advertisers that are sticking with us through this, really want to thank them. And with that, we'll open up the phone calls or the phone lines too at 884-9910, and we'll give you some businesses that are open right now. Give them your business, and we'll be right back. Tom of the Tom and Jerry Show.
Yes, sir. Going way back in time. These are businesses that are open right now, reporting to you. LaRue Press, they're in Reno. They are open. And we have Welcomes Auto Body and Towing, two locations, South Lake Tahoe and Minden. They repair cars, motorhomes, trailers. They are open. And Peerless Cleaners, two locations. They're in Midtown Reno and the old Virginia Road location. And there they feature drive-through service. There you go.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT.
Abe Lincoln and a certain judge bantered one another about trading horses. A contest was fixed with no backing out. The horses to be unseen until the appointed time. Soon the judge came up leading the sorriest looking specimen of a horse ever seen. Moments later, Lincoln approached with a wooden sawhorse upon his shoulders. Onlookers roared with laughter, which only increased after Lincoln surveyed the animal and exclaimed, "Well, Judge, this is the first time I ever got the worst of it in a horse trade." This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
You be the judge. Does trading your old, worn-out air conditioner for a new Rheem Comfort System with 3 years of no-interest financing sound like a good trade? Makes good horse sense to me, so giddy up to the phone and call us by May 31st for this exceptional deal. 359-1985, or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Kenneth Quirk, General Manager of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Northern Nevada Manufacturing has been experiencing an exponential growth rate these past few years, and this type of growth demands new, up-to-date manufacturing equipment installed into shops, plants, and factories. That's where Industrial Logistics Services comes in. Industrial Logistics is the most comprehensive and respected machinery moving company in the region. ILS has been Northern Nevada's first choice in equipment moving and installation services for over 22 years. They are the experts in unique rigging for heavy equipment. Industrial Logistics has the capability of moving a single piece of equipment weighing up to 150 tons. Their fleet of lift trucks with rigging booms and gantries handle load capacities from 3,000 to 100,000 pounds. Industrial Logistics has more than 100 years of combined experience in the millwright and rigging industry. They get the job done professionally and safely. Visit their website at machinerymovingnv.com or call 882-3319. Industrial Logistics Services, license number 46276.
When you're ready to ditch the bottled water, there's one plumbing company you can rely on. At Master Service Plumbing, they've been industry leaders in water testing and home filtration systems for over 30 years. Whether it's odor, taste, or clarity, Master Service Plumbing can improve how your family experiences water in your home. To make an appointment, call 851-1444. That's 851-1444. Or go to masterserviceplumbing.com.
Time now for a second opinion with Dr. Frank Schallenberger, director of the Nevada Center.
The conventional treatment for cancer is limited. There's so much more than just chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery that can be prescribed to give you the best possible result. At the Nevada Center, we do something that's unique. Because for the past 30 years, we've been serving Northern Nevada with scientifically based, natural therapies that cut to the actual cause of the disease. A complete treatment for cancer involves combining the conventional medicine with detoxification, immune system stimulation, nutritional and dietary therapy, and targeted natural anti-cancer supplements. You can learn more about this kind of approach by watching my video on YouTube. Just plug in Schallenberger Alternative Cancer Therapy. You can also see the same video on our website. If you have cancer and you want to have a comprehensive treatment strategy, check us out.
Call the Nevada Center today at 884-3990 and let them help you. The Nevada Center in Carson City, or go to antiagingmedicine.com.
Hello, folks. Ben Ludwig here, General Manager at Nissan Carson City. In the words of old Hank Jr., we will survive, even despite the media-driven hysteria. Hell, folks, this is the great state of Nevada. Nissan Carson City is here, and you can count on our trust, honesty, and confidence. Nissan Carson City has great prices, great vehicles, and a great staff to serve you. We service all makes and models. Let's keep America great and our community safe. Ben Ludwig saying thank you from Nissan Carson City.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT.
Imagine there's no virus. It isn't hard to do. No panic bias. Self-isolation too. Imagine all the people sharing no more germs.
Imagine this. Nick, I don't know what we're going to end up with. I asked them to look at everything. I mean, you folks in the media know this well. I mean, you see this. Our revenues are falling. They're not decreasing. They went off a cliff. I mean, they absolutely went off a cliff. We went from 90-some-odd percent occupancy on the Strip down to zero. That just doesn't happen. And when it starts back up, it's going to ramp up very, very slowly. They're not going to be across-the-board cuts, but I don't know if anyone will be saved from any type of a cut. We're going to have to really tighten our belt in order to get there. And a lot's going to depend on what could come out of any further stimulus package and how quickly we're able to recover from this. But I directed all agencies to be prepared, and I encourage them to do so.
And that is just an example to show that our governor has a sense of humor, talking about budget cuts in the government. You know, here's the idea they'll come up with. Let's tax businesses in order to help small business.
But I think you will get, it'll be a shell game. I can see states being able to save jobs because they didn't have to cut the budget. But the reason they didn't have to cut the budget is because the feds gave money to prop it up. And so it's still the tax dollars propping it up. And anything the feds do right now is just future tax dollars.
Yeah, and they're talking about...
way future tax dollars.
Yeah, another quarter of a trillion dollars because the $8 billion wasn't enough. The $50 billion wasn't enough. The $2.2 trillion was not enough. So now they're talking about another $250 billion to help small business, when in fact of that $2.2 trillion, only a quarter of that was going to small business. Armstrong and Getty the other morning were doing a whole list of these just ludicrous, stupid things that the government is going to spend money on. And you know what? Another thing they're talking about now is the WHO, or the World Health Organization, that got $450 million last year, $42 million from China, and they're a mouthpiece for the Chinese government. Just anybody in the room know who was president last year or the year before that or the year before that when we were giving these $400-plus million a year? But we're going to fix it now. Trust me. 5:23 is the time. A little bit on the lighter side, you know, some things that... you may have rediscovered or started doing with all this time spent at home. I know I've been just moved back into a home that we remodeled over the last year and a half. And so doing a lot of digging of holes and gardening. But I found myself actually ironing shirts the other day. Something I don't think I've done in 15 or 20 years is taking out the nice new laundry room, ironing board and an iron, and ironing shirts, and actually kind of enjoying it. I got to,
and we always appreciate a bit more natty attire.
I'm trying to look a little bit nicer. So two shirts and I quit though.
Yeah.
And I haven't been back since to the ironing board. I hooked up my turntable.
Can you imagine how liberating PermaPress was when it first came out?
Yeah.
Speaking of viruses, I have polio memories, memories of polio.
I had a friend whose older brother had polio.
I did not have the disease. There were two young boys in the church that our family went to that had leg braces, but I can remember not being able to swim in the summer of 1953.
Because you couldn't get in the pool with
Right. The summertime, the infection was running rampant. Polio was the fear.
And you could catch it by swimming in the same water as other people?
Yeah, moisture and heat. Moisture and humidity, humid conditions.
And too bad transport. The Canadian governor wasn't around then to say, don't have any moist conversations.
But I remember when the Salk vaccine came down, and I don't have a vivid memory of it, but I can remember elation at my grandparents' home, and I had some uncle and aunts there along with my mom. And the reaction was, that's the memory I have of the Salk vaccine, was that, thank God, you know, that sort of joyous elation.
And by the way, he's saying Salk with a K at the end, not salt. As we're traveling down memory lane here for just another few seconds, I hooked up a turntable. I was dying to hear a record. Moving back into the house and have kind of like a media or TV room or whatever. And so I hooked up my turntable. About the only records I had out were some Bob Dylan records and Gordon Lightfoot's Gord's Gold.
That's a good one.
Unfortunately, though, they sound like crap. There's something wrong with the amplifier or something. There's a lot of distortion. But I was dying to hear records. And I was thinking of that song. Do you have that cue? Okay, we'll go into the bottom of the hour break with having a record year, which I think we're all having a record year right now. But I told my wife when I first retired back in 2000, I said, if you find me out in the garage building birdhouses, just be quiet, walk in, grab the 9mm and put one in the back of my head. I don't know if anybody has taken up any, like, say, old hobbies you used to do or things like that. But if you are, let us know, 884-9910. And the reason I brought up Well, actually, I'll get to that in a moment. One other thing I wanted to say is what few minutes that I spend watching television is usually very early in the morning. And Fox and Friends is a show that I go to occasionally. But I got to tell you, I am sick and tired of these feel-good stories. And if you want to feel good, and just an embarrassing question, and I know, Craig, you're a man of faith, but Ainsley Earhart, is that her name on Fox and Friends, had Trump on the other morning and said, blurted out, and I know we say stupid things, Mr. President, how can we pray for you? And I'm thinking, in English? Hit your knees? I mean, what kind of question is that? How can we pray for you?
Well, there's any number of passages in the Bible that give us direction on how to pray.
Okay. I figured you'd come up with something like that.
I would say Ainsley could consult Scripture and have different circumstances, different situations, certainly about leaders.
Well,
so
listen,
there's templates in Scripture.
All right. I wasn't asking for a lesson from you. I was just to... All right. Well, so here's the feel-good story. You want a feel-good story? I'll give you a feel-good story. True story. From California, a California man who allegedly knocked another man unconscious by hitting him with his car after a heated argument was found by police, beaten, and tied to a telephone pole hours later. Calaveras County, just over the hill, Sheriff's Department say that a verbal argument between Thomas Betchold, 29, and James Leslie, 47, resulted in Betchold committing attempted murder and a hit-and-run when he drove his car into Leslie on Friday afternoon. Guy's half his age, and he's attacking him with his vehicle, which means we need to ban vehicles, too. But officers from the Sheriff's Department and California Highway Patrol responded to the incident at an intersection in Valley Springs, and they were told that Betchold had fled the scene in his car after using it to knock Leslie unconscious. An investigation immediately launched into the whereabouts of Betchold, fruitless until about 3 hours later, and the police received a report that Betchold, the guy who struck the other guy with the vehicle, had been dropped off, in quotations, dropped off, near the same intersection where Leslie had been struck. And so when deputies arrived, they found Betchold battered with his hands tied behind his back and tethered to a telephone pole. So somebody went and found the guy, beat the crap out of him, and tied him up at a telephone pole and said, hey, by the way, the guy you're looking for, he's at pole number, whatever it is. He was arrested, taken to the Calaveras County Jail, and he was charged with attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon, battery with serious injury, and a felony hit and run. How he wound up there tied to the telephone pole is unclear. Circumstances suggest an attempted vigilante justice may have been involved, and police say the investigation remains open. They're seeking tips, and I'd say, you know, you got bigger and better things to do. Just write a thank you note and put it on the telephone pole.
It's rare that the sand goes on the other side of the scale so quickly.
No. So there's your feel-good story. It's 5:30. We've got more updates from the governor, new restrictions, Craig with some updates. But before we get to the bottom of the hour break, let's talk about some businesses that are open and would like to see you give them the business.
Northern Nevada Family Dental in Reno, they're open for emergencies. They ask you to call before coming in. Also open Renner Equipment in Yarrington and Smith Valley, Jackson and Farmer Auto Body in Reno, and Pro Automotive. They're at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Now, since you turned the tables on me, I've been steady learning lonely, keeping this turntable spinning. Everything from Jones to Jennings, slowly planning my survival in a 3-foot stack of vinyl. Since you had to walk out of here, I've been having a record year. I bet you thought before you left.
Hey, thank you, Craig. That's having a record year, listening to the turntable. We'll be back in just a moment, right after Fox News and the latest weather. And we'll talk about the potential of being surveilled by the government because of your health.
All bets are off when I flip her over one.
News. I'm Pam Puzo. The jobless rate in April could be as high as 13% as the coronavirus ravages companies big and small. Meantime, an effort to pump more money into small business stalls in the Senate.
Senate Democrats blocking a bill to provide more loan money for these businesses. Money we're hearing over and over again they desperately need, but Democrats saying they want even more. More for businesses in disadvantaged communities, plus cash for other priorities.
Fox's Jerry Willis, virus cases on the rise in California, where more than 500 people have died.
Families torn apart. These are not statistics. Behind every stat is a real person.
Governor Gavin Newsom, a milestone in the fight against coronavirus. President Trump says more than 2 million tests have been administered. America's listening to Fox News.
When it comes to extreme weather changes affecting your roof, you need an experienced roofing company. Scott Roofing's been in Northern Nevada since 1948, seen just about everything. They use the highest quality products, recommend real-world solutions they use on their own homes. Scott Roofing is the company Nevadans turn to for their roofing needs. Call Scott Roofing 331-5090 for your free on-site estimate or go to scottroofingreno.com. Roofing you can rely on, 331-5090.
At Carson Valley Oral Surgery and Implant Center, with over 20 years of experience, we have a solution to almost every implant placement problem. If you've been told that you do not have enough available bone, this isn't the stumbling block that it once was, as we offer bone grafting and ridge widening procedures. When bone loss is severe, we can offer the Nobel BioCare All-on-4 or Zygomatic implant systems. These implant solutions can be significantly less expensive than traditional reconstructive treatments, since a full arch of teeth can be supported by only 4 or 6 implants. At Carson Valley Oral Surgery and Implant Center, we want you to have a healthy, attractive smile. Helping to make your life better is our ultimate goal. Take back your smile today and call for an appointment. 775-782-6491. That number again, 775-782-6491. Or check out our webpage at carsonvalleyoralsurgery.com. That's all one word, carsonvalleyoralsurgery.com.
Late winter storms that produce heavy, wet snow and high winds have taken their toll on your trees. Battleborn Tree Service is an essential business and can provide you with quick, expert tree service to get your trees ready and healthy for the rest of the year. Trimming or removal, call the Tree Army. Battleborn Tree Service, now offering immediate discounts. Simply book the job with the estimator on site and get a substantial discount this month. Senior and first responder discounts still available too. And no need to worry about social distancing or health concerns. Battleborn Tree Service follows all CDC guidelines to ensure your safety. Battleborn Tree Service is a Forest Service certified arborist with OSHA 10 and 30 cards. And that simply means there's no job they can't do and they meet all legal requirements. Battleborn has boom trucks, chippers, a stump grinder, and a brush mower. So for a commercial and residential tree service and maintenance, Battleborn Tree Service, 232-8243.
Tools for the job.
For all things essential, Ahern Hardware has them and at a great price this month. Get huge savings on Carhartt this month with savings of at least 15% and all the way up to 25%. And even more savings on Carhartt clearance items. If there's one thing we should learn from the current virus crisis, it's to be more self-sufficient. Get your garden growing and save on all shovels, rakes, pruners, fertilizers, soil, and weed block. In fact, all lawn and garden items will be on sale this month. Put your tax refund to work for you and take the hard work out of yard work. All Liberty Safes are 10% off this month as well. Ahern Hardware is open and helping the Carson Valley with everything essential. And remember, Ahern Rentals for just about any piece of equipment made when you just want to rent. 1247 Highway 395 in Gardnerville. Phone 265-0680.
Ahern Hardware, get the right tools for the job.
FM Talk.
With two locations to serve you, La Paloma is here in your time of need. Search LaPalomaFuneralServices.com or call 827-3700. Pretty good looking weather to wrap up the week after lows in the mid to upper 30s tonight. 37 in Sparks tomorrow, 64 in Mendon, 71 in Dayton on Saturday. Tomorrow at 6, Armstrong and Getty, 99.1 FM Talk.
Ariel, listen to me.
The outside world is a mess. Life in isolation is more fun than you think.
The outdoors may look much greener, but right now it is not safe. You dream about going out there, but that is a big mistake.
Just the things that I look at on a daily basis are hospitalizations, intensive care unit hospitalizations, ventilator usage, and people who pass. Those are the ones that, unfortunately, and this is sad to say and reflect upon, but when you see it, and I do an awful lot of reading and talking to people, too many people are going from hospitalization to ICU to ventilators to passing. Statistic I saw, 75% of the people going on ventilators are passing away. I mean, it's severe. It's bad. So those are the statistics that I'll use the most.
And that was Governor Sisolak justifying some of these new closures and restrictions that he has put into place. And we were talking about how he collects the data or gets the data, and they're trying to do something to expedite that so that it's more readily available, more accurate. Because what he's quoting or looking right at is stuff that could be 2, 3, 4 days old.
You know, in a perfect world, we will have everybody getting results of Thursday at the end of the day on Thursday. But as it is right now, some things that we get on Friday are actually from Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And so you're playing catch-up. There's at least 5, I think, as many as 7 different laboratories that are conducting tests for the state. The state is also interested in the impact this whole episode has had on your small business, the economic impact on you for businesses. A lot of the Chamber of Commerce are urging the businesses to, you know, tell us how you're hurting, and that the cynical voice.
In other words, keep track of it, which is pretty easy to do, and we've been doing. But let me tell you my skepticism.
What's that light at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah, which is this. Here it is. Because the governor earlier was complaining about the tax revenues not being there, that they fell off a cliff. Well, same thing to most businesses, ours included. But here's what he's going to be doing with that. He's going to be going to the federal government with hat in hand to get billions upon billions of dollars so that the state government can be made whole. So one more time, like retail businesses that have to collect tax revenue and get it to the state within an immediate period of time or get fined for not doing it. Same thing here. And I got to tell you, I don't have the time. I'm not really interested in your problem collecting tax revenue, because that's what it'll be. Anybody else listening, that's what it is. It's kind of like a carrot, like, here's the impact. Tell us what the impact on your business is so that we can maybe collect billions of dollars and maybe dole out a couple of $100,000 to business. That's my cynicism. The old saying, if I'm right, well, actually, I am right. So there's no if to
it. That is an old saying. Yeah. That predates Gord's gold.
Yeah. So if you want to keep track of the impact on your business to the detail, just like filling out these loan apps that they had for this Recovery Act and everything, which a friend of mine has gone through that process, which it changed, by the way, again, from Friday afternoon last Friday to another one on Saturday. Just a quick question. It's just a simple question. Why do you have to know the ethnicity of somebody applying for a loan?
Because record keeping on somewhere is going to look at that and say that's too high, too low, not wide enough, not short enough, not something or other. Or no, that fits. That's okay. That's in the range.
Yeah. And by the way, anybody that fills those out questions whether or not they should say that they are white. You know, it's just insane. Why do you have to fill out for a loan application in this crisis upon crises or crises, why do you have to fill out whether or not you're white or give your ethnicity when filling out a loan app? That seems like discrimination to me. Let me jump into this real quick here just to get not too far off topic. And again, I forgot at the beginning of the show to announce what day of socialism this is. And I mentioned, Bernie Sanders, and he just said, everything I dreamed of has come true. I don't even need to serve as president. And I still say, too, that somebody should tell Joe Biden he already won. It was a hell of a 4 years. Now go do a podcast with Joe Rogan in your basement. The two Joes. Let me get to this because I do want to bring this up. This is a White House senior advisor, liberal son-in-law of President Donald Trump, Jared Kushner. His task force, I wonder how many people I'm paying for on his task force, has reached out to a range of health technology companies about creating a national coronavirus surveillance system to give the government a near real-time view of where patients are seeking treatment and for what, and whether hospitals can accommodate them according to people with knowledge of the discussions. The proposed national network could help determine which areas of the country can safely relax social distancing. Yeah, that's the good part that you're supposed to say, oh, okay. That's okay that you keep track of everybody's health and where they go
and
what
possible.
They do. And what they – oh, big possibility. You know, I said this about the Patriot Act when it was going – I had this conversation with my son, Henry, who was in the Army at the time, and we both kind of agreed. Patriot Act – there was a reason for it in the right hands. And at the time, which was 2001, we said in Hillary Clinton's hands, not a good thing. And you saw what was done with the Patriot Act during the Obama administration. So, and by the way, does anybody know this? Anybody besides, I mean, I'm sure there are other people out there. I'm no genius. You can read this. So it expired in 2015, was renewed, right? Guess what? Do you know that the Patriot Act was just renewed last month, March 2020?
I did not know that.
Yeah. I wonder how that snuck by. I just wasn't paying attention. That and St. Patrick's Day. And by the way, going into Easter weekend here, I want to wish everybody a happy Easter. And even though you will not be able to congregate, according to the governor, with other, yes, congregationalists,
No, go ahead and finish the thought. I was.
That's okay. I'm looking for my note because, according to the Pope, the reason why the virus is spreading. Go ahead and grab my note here on that.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Now I lost my.
All right. Then good. Then I will jump back in because, even though I don't have my note. So, according to the reason to the Pope. And you said use the term foolish, not fool. I don't want to offend too many people. And again, full disclosure,
very personal.
My wife was raised Catholic. Her entire family was raised Catholic. Not one of the five kids is Catholic now. But according to the Pope, the reason why there is the Chinese hoax virus known as coronavirus or COVID-19 is because of global warming. Okay, I would like to ask the Pope why there was an 80-year drought in New Mexico in the early 1400s. And whose fault that was, because according to him, it's human-caused.
It was the ichthyosaur that...
you know the Anasazi Indians that lived in the caves? The reason why they left, the river dried up. And then there was another 10-year drought in the early 1800s. Read a little bit of history and then find somebody else to blame it on besides me.
Where did the Great Basin name come from?
All right.
It was a great basin. The thought I had on the tell us how much you're hurting, give us information because we want to use this to help create relief and rescue programs for you. tell us where you're hurting.
I think we have that laugh track from like Seinfeld or something to run.
The ethical problem is that the federal money is going to be there. And somebody's going to go for it. And if you're not...
It's taxpayer money, by the way.
That's right. Taxpayer... No, at this point, it's future taxpayer money. But somebody's going to go for it. And if the county next to you is going to get the grant for XYZ, do you really, are you serving the true interest of your county and not playing the game? And I can make the case that you are, because what you talk about, the Patriot Act and other things, it all gets down to principle. And if you, if something is principled, it won't matter who's implementing it. If it is not principled, it will matter who's implementing it, because it can be misused.
I don't understand a word you just said. It is 5:47. We'll take a quick break.
Let me. Yeah. If Lyon County is going for the survey, it'll tell them how much it hurts.
Yeah.
And Douglas doesn't, and Lyon gets the grant money, and Douglas doesn't. As you, as a Douglas representative, did you serve your constituency?
And let me again just be a little skeptical of that, of the money. Again, the money that is coming out of the small businesses' pockets because of this hoax that is going on right now is not going to be returned to you. So if you want to keep records to provide to the governor in the state so that they can get federal, so that they can get our tax dollars and dole it out to the county government, mostly the state government, you go right ahead. But I think I'll say no thanks to that. It is 5:47. We'll be back. 884-9910 is our phone number. And but before we take a quick break, let's go to my friend Tom, who has some businesses that are open, and they invite you to give them a call. And let me also mention Duke's Plumbing and Heating in the Carson Valley, which is open. Again, toilets still clog, drains still clog up. So call Duke's Plumbing and Heating in the Carson Valley.
All right, Jerry. Open in Carson City Toyota, and Capital Ford in Carson City open. Up at Tahoe, Casey's is open. Also Grocery Outlet, Hot Spring Spas, and Rudy's Energy.
And I want to mention real quickly here, you can pot that down but let it run, is that they did change, the showrooms cannot be open, but they can still sell vehicles. Call them, tell them what you want to drive. You can drive it yourself. No need to go with a salesperson. So it's just that the showrooms have to close, because you know how many hundreds of people were cramming into the showrooms at car dealers the last couple of weeks.
Come connected.
Connecting you to what matters in your town, your state, your country, your world.
Connected.
Connect with FM News Talk 99.1. Connected.
At Dick Compagni's Capital Ford in Carson City, we understand these are uncertain times. We've been through a lot together, and we're here for you now. As you take time to catch up on life's tasks, there's no need to put off that next service appointment. If you live in the area and leaving home is not an option, we've got you covered. Capital Ford will come pick up your vehicle and bring it back to you after your service. And we'll take great care in cleaning and sanitizing your car before returning it. When it comes to purchasing your next vehicle, Capital Ford also offers the opportunity to buy a car completely online through our Express Purchase Program. We'll come value your trade-in, bring you a car to test drive, and even help you through the financing, all from the comfort of your own home. Additionally, Ford recently announced historically low interest rates and no payments for up to 6 months. So in between homeschooling the kids, cleaning the house, and trying to pass the time, visit CapitalFordOnline.com today. Dick Compagni's Capital Ford. Together, we will get through this.
Dick Compagni's Capital Ford. Nevada proud, Capital Ford proud.
Glen Eagles Restaurant says, thank you, Carson City. After careful consideration, Glen Eagles will be closed until the safety concerns have passed. Glen Eagles has a long history of serving Carson City. Did you ever attend a wedding reception at Glen Eagles? Maybe you came in and ran into our state legislators when the politicians and lobbyists were in town. In the future, when you're looking for a great place to get down and party, whether it's cocktails and appetizers or a stylish sit-down dinner, plan to make your reservations at Glen Eagles in Carson City. We can look forward to the best Glen Eagles has to offer. You always expect the best in service and food preparation, delicious cuisine, and top-of-the-line satisfaction. Glen Eagles provides all that and more. It's these good pleasures that we can look forward to at Glen Eagles Restaurant.
With expert technicians available 24/7, Bruce McKay Pump and Well Service can save you from costly repair bills. If your water pump or well system is showing signs of aging, lower your repair bill by addressing problems now. Bruce McKay Pump and Well has served Northern Nevada since 1981 and offers the same reliable service to Eastern California. Don't let repair bills spiral out of control. Call Bruce McKay Pump and Well at 775-851-1600. That's 851-1600.
Before summer gets here, come see the experts at Pro One Automotive. The shop is disinfected regularly, and they're open for business. They'll even meet you at your vehicle and arrange for a ride home. Pro One is the first choice in professional car care. Rest assured, they'll take every measure to make sure you and your vehicle are well taken care of. Discover the personalized touch in automotive repair. Pro One Automotive at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
Pro One Automotive does it right the first time.
The problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you listen carefully. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to catch corona.
553, 99.1 FM Talk and 92.3 FM Talk. It is the task force of the Evans Broadcast Company. Two Craigs and a Tom here, and me. And, they were expecting a baby boom in 9 months, but what statistics just came out this morning, that divorces have spiked. And I was just having a... I never noticed how often my wife uses the term seriously with a question mark after it. Seriously? We had a discussion this morning about pillows. It just moved into the house, lots of stuff laying around, and I counted 9 pillows. Not the accent pillows, that's the term, Craig,
right.
If you guys want to use that at some point. The pretty pillows that go on the bed. You
right.
go to bed,
yeah,
you
those,
towel
those
off
are,
on the floor,
those are
they
not
never
the
get
nine.
Used. They just
those
look
are not
bad.
The 9.
Right. No, these were head or bed pillows.
Right.
Bed head pillows. 9 of them laying around that we... So anyway, but one thing we noticed and got into the quote-unquote discussion about... was I just noticed how often she uses the term seriously. So now when we meet going down the hall or occasionally in the bedroom, seriously? That's all, we just say seriously. So I don't know if you've noticed anything like that.
You were talking about births in 9 months. Well, in 13 years, they're gonna be known as the quarantines.
Good. Yeah, so I don't know if this is, causing a little tension or stress in your... marriage, get along better, getting out there, getting recreating,
doing all right. It's different. On March, my wife was furloughed, and I'm still not sure what the difference is between furloughed and laid off. It feels very much the same.
It's kind of a military term. You're on furlough.
Yeah,
we'll call you back when we need you.
That was on March 8th. That was on March 18th, and on March 19th, I just looked down and told our trusted dog Nano, buddy, life has changed, and it has. Speaking of change, there will be early voting in Nevada this year, but it will be. Selective. It will not be as widespread in the past, and it will be absentee ballots that will be the ballots that will be used. And you can either fill them out on early voting day when you go in, or you can mail them back postmarked by election day, June the 9th. All of the primaries are going to be conducted by essentially absentee ballot or mail-in. The peak in Washoe County... Health district says late April or early May, around the 29th of April to about the 3rd or 4th of May.
But with a new surveillance system, maybe we can speed that up just a little bit. 556, just to go back to this real quickly, not to
voting?
Make it about me. No. About this discussion that I had with my wife this morning.
Oh, what
I had done
is going back
I would ask, seriously? I had asked her to see if she could find, I ran into one of Monica's listeners and callers, a guy named David, ran into him at Ahern Hardware last week, and we got into a conversation, and he said, hey, what can we do to help you? I said, I don't, you got any businesses you know that need to advertise or could advertise? Did you talk to Jim? It was Jim somebody. He was either a farmer's or a State Farm agent. And I do have a rental house coming up for renewal, my insurance policy. So I asked a simple question of the fetching Mrs. Evans this morning. Could you see if you could find a agent in the Carson Valley with either a farmer's or State Farm agent whose first name is Jim? And after, yeah, bingo. But she didn't say it till after a couple of minutes because there were like 13 pages. Do you know there's a Jerry Evans who's a he's some sort of a insurance agent up in Reno, and I'm not selling any policies, but I could probably get into that if radio keeps going the way it's going these days. But thank God I'm not one of these other companies that has filed for bankruptcy two or three times. Did you read any one of our radio rags? It's an online rag now, as we call them. That's an old saying. What's going on at some of the bigger companies?
No.
If you're a salaried employee, you're not going to get paid for 90 days.
Ah.
And so, you know, seriously? And that's seriously.
So I think tomorrow.
When I look at you tomorrow morning, I'm just going to look at what you're wearing and go, seriously?
And everybody would understand. Tomorrow, ask the fetching Mrs. Evans if she could find somebody in the Carson Valley named Jim who does pillow refurbishing.
Or takes pillow donations.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to respond back
to
somebody.
You know, that is there's a lot of nonprofits that if you look at what's not happening in the thrift store world, in many cases, their clients are getting some sort of benefit. But in the world of helping the business, the goose that lays the eggs, the thrift stores in many cases.
It may be hard to believe.
Seriously? Craig? The guy running the board? Seriously? Yes. by the way, Carson City Toyota, we're running public service announcements for them. They're doing a benefit for Fish because Fish, again, does a great service in the Carson City area. And their thrift stores, which is a major fundraiser throughout the year, those are closed right now. We got to wrap up the show real quickly here, and I am being serious. I want to get Tom. Can you do this real quickly in 20 seconds, Tom, some businesses that are open?
Here we go. Giomi's Ace Hardware Yarrington. They're open with extended winter hours. We have Max Casino closed. The hotel's open. Black Bear Diner's open. Sportsman Warehouse in Reno open. And Scott Roofing open for business.
All right. Thank you, guys. The Evans Broadcast Task Force. Craig Swope will have the latest tomorrow. Stop cheating me out of my burn days. Every day it's pouring rain is a burn day.
At Council.
KKFT Gardnerville, Reno Sparks, and KKFT FM 1 Stateline Tahoe, 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News starts now.
A testing milestone. I'm Lisa Lazara, Fox News. At tonight's coronavirus task force briefing, Vice President Mike Pence with an announcement.
We have now cleared more than 2 million tests across the country. And I'm pleased to report we're testing more than 100,000 people a day now. But we're working around the clock to scale up the new types of tests that the FDA has approved in record time.
But he says we still have to be cautious when it comes to reopening the country. He says he and the team are looking at the process. The travel industry has been decimated by the outbreak. President Trump saying the administration has been working on a proposal.
We're working very closely with a lot of different people. We'll be probably putting out a proposal and giving them some of the details, some of the very powerful details over the weekend. It's moving along quickly. The airline business has been hit very hard.
He says the plan will enable them to keep employees.